Hey y'all, I'm Brian.
And I'm Angela.
And we are the Aarons. And today we're going to be talking to you about be surrendered. And thinking about that, unpacking what we've talked about so far, you know, that you have to know who you are. You have to know whose you are.
Yeah.
You have to know where God has put you, why he has put you there. You have to truly know God.
Yeah.
You have to set aside your own devices, set aside things that can keep you from God's purpose.
Yeah.
You have to be intentional, yet live in humility.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent. You have to be patient. You have to be courageous. All of these things require your trust, require your surrender to God.
Yeah.
Why? Why do we surrender to God? Why do we do it?
I think because there is no way to do this life on your own. So you have to live in a posture of surrender in order for, like you said, for those things to happen, for you to be able to live your life in a way that is different. You are called to stand apart and to be different. And in order to do that, you have to surrender. Because if you're holding on to something, you're holding on to what you think needs to happen, or you're holding on to your past, or you're holding on to unforgiveness, or you're holding on to pain, or you're holding on to even fear of wanting to be different, or what the other side looks like. If you're holding on to something and you're not surrendering to God, then you'll be stuck. You'll be stuck in this place of pain and sadness and fear and loss and grief. And that is not what God has for you. God has freedom, and God has hope, and God has love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. All of those things are free, and grace and mercy, and all of those are free and available to you. But in order to get to those places and let the Holy Spirit work in your life in a way that is meaningful and powerful and pushing you towards what God really has for you, you first have to surrender. You have to let it go, and you have to let God handle it. Because if you're trying to control your own life and you're trying to control what's happening, God's not going to be able to work in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that seamlessly fits with, you know, John 14, 1 through 4 in the Passion Translation. So it's, don't worry or surrender to your fear, for you've believed in God. Now trust and believe in me also. And then Jesus continues to say that, you know, my Father's house has many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would tell you plainly, because I go to prepare a place for you. And when everything is ready, I will come back and take you to myself so that you will be where I am. And you already know the way to the place where I'm going.
Yeah.
So Jesus tells us to not sit in worry, to surrender to him, not to fear.
Yeah.
And that he tells us the plan. He tells us what he is going to do.
Yeah.
You know, he came to give his life for us so that we can have the freedom to surrender.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, our freedom was in the grave. It was gone. We didn't have an option for freedom.
Yeah.
You know, our debt was to be paid, and it was to be paid fully. But Jesus paid that debt in full for us.
Yeah, he did.
So that we could have the freedom to choose him.
Yeah.
And God. And it's like we were talking about at home. You know, I love how you put Christ. Jesus is a gentleman.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about how Jesus doesn't bang on your door.
No.
You know, he's not imposing himself. He's not trying to force his way into your life, into your heart.
Right.
It's that he stands at the door and knocks.
Yeah.
He has patient. To be in, he wants to be invited in.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to that relationship. To truly know God, to truly know yourself,
yeah,
is when you can see the things that you clung to so dearly before,
mm-hmm,
and realize that they were hooks, that they were strongholds that Satan was using to keep you from what God has for you and to be fully surrendered.
Yeah, it's good that you said that right now in this moment, because even this morning, I can feel the enemy trying to grab me.
Yeah.
I can feel anxiety and fear gripping me.
Absolutely.
I can feel the old things that God has already brought me from trying to claw at me today. Mm-hmm. As we're sitting here talking about surrender, I can feel the enemy trying to keep me in that place where I was.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to come here this morning. And it was we had a conversation this morning about, you know, what we're talking about and what mm-hmm. God is saying to us, as we always do before we do these. And I felt so scattered and just, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah,
White noise in my brain.
Yeah. Or just so many things like chaos is what I felt. And just fear started to creep in of, okay, well, you're not going to be able to say anything. And then, you know, time constraints this morning and the to-do list of things to do today and,
right,
you know, fear of all the things that we said this morning, mm-hmm, of, you know, what would we say if this is the last one? Or what would we say if this is, you know, what would we want our children to know and all of mm-hmm. the things? And then fear of loss,
yeah,
started to creep in this morning that has crippled me in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a struggle.
Yeah.
So, but we know that fear is not from the Lord.
Right.
Right. So I have to surrender those to God. And so I'm sitting here today in full vulnerability of a person who used to struggle a lot with this and mm-hmm. wouldn't know it necessarily if you were watching me, but the internal struggle was so real that sometimes I couldn't move forward. And panic attacks, and I would go hide in the bathroom and have a panic attack and come back out and act like everything was fine. So until I learned to fully surrender to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then I could talk about that and be free of that.
Yeah.
And so as I feel the enemy trying to keep me from saying all of these things, I have to be honest and vulnerable about where I am today, and just say, thank you for pushing me to come anyway.
Oh, thank you for pushing me. Well, and to that point, you know, what I said as maybe a motivational thing of, hey, you know, if this was the last one if this was the last Just Be episode that we had, yeah, you know, that this is the season finale, this is the last one that we're going to do for
season
at this time.
Yeah.
If this was the last one, what would it be? What would we want to impart to our kids?
Mm.
And what I meant is, as in a spirit of motivation, Satan twisted it into a spirit of fear.
Quickly.
And then the dynamic shifted of to where, yeah, we're trying to, you know, we're
come back to a place of being able to just function, to be honest.
Yeah.
100%. So surrendering in that moment, and literally
in that moment.
Yeah. Yes.
We surrender to God when we accept Jesus in our hearts.
Yeah.
But we have to surrender daily.
Amen.
Because Satan's schemes
are constant.
Yes.
They are constant. Like how quickly that happened. Like I was in, y'all, so ridiculous. I mean, we were talking and we were, you know, looking up Bible verses, and we were feeling, you know, a passion about something and connecting to each other, praying together. I'm going to say, 1, 2, 3, what is God saying to you? And mm-hmm. connect our hearts together. And what could have and should have been a beautiful moment of husband and wife coming together, praying with the Lord, quickly turned into fear and panic
mm-hmm.
and anxiety and doubt and worry and all of the things that I used to struggle with. So, mm-hmm.
One, my indecisiveness, because it was,
yeah,
and that I had see his 25 different words popping in, and then it's, well, how do we go with that? And, you know, our son said, be faithful.
Yeah.
And he said it like 7 times last night. No, y'all are going to talk about be faithful. So what do? I look up a lot of verses about faithfulness.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was close to midnight, I think, before before mm-hmm. I went to sleep when I was looking at these. And then God revealed it this morning yeah. is that we can trust in God and be surrendered because of his faithfulness
yes.
to
Amen.
Us.
Yes.
If you look at the majority of the Bible verses, they are about God's faithfulness to his people.
Yeah.
You know, in the Old Testament, anytime that they went astray, God was faithful to them.
Right.
Now, there were consequences for their unfaithfulness to him.
Right.
But he remained faithful.
Yeah.
And then through Jesus, we get to experience that faithfulness as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just the beauty of it that, you know, that Ryler, our son, threw out, be faithful.
So quickly, y'all. Like, and he's seven.
He was adamant. Yeah.
Let's remind ourselves that he's seven. So God uses your children
mm-hmm.
to speak to you. They are young. They are moldable. They are innocent. They are excited. They have childlike faith, and that is what God calls us to.
Yes.
So in order to surrender, you have to have childlike faith, of bold faith, of God is who he says he is.
Right.
He is faithful.
Yes.
So because he is faithful, I can be faithful to my surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I can be faithful to stop and say, I have to call this out to you right now. I have anxiety. That what you just said caused me so much fear.
Yeah.
I don't want this to be our last one.
I don't want it to be either.
I have so much more to say. God has so much more to say through me. Let me clarify my words, because these are not my words. I am surrendering to the Lord every time I come here, every time I pray, every time I write in my journal, and every time I come to the Lord with you and before mm-hmm. you. And I am surrendering that to him. And yeah. so, you know, fear sunk in so quickly, and I spoke it out. We prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And we worshiped together, as in literally put on a song, got on my knees in the middle of the bathroom floor and just gave it up, because I can't move forward if I don't stop and let it go.
Right.
I can't move forward if I don't surrender to the Lord, because I would have stayed in that place of anxiety and fear. And mm-hmm. and I'm not going to lie, it's still hovering. I feel it.
Right.
It's still hovering, and God is working on it. And I feel the tension of, this is what I know. This is what's pulling on me. This is the truth. I am going to surrender to this truth, mm-hmm. but this is still here.
Yeah.
But so it's a battle, y'all. Well, it's a battle. So I'm surrendering that fear to God.
Even if.
Daily. It's the even if kind of faith. Absolutely. Yep. It's that double-fisted even if faith of, mm-hmm. yes, I'm afraid of that. Yes, that's a possibility. But even if, God is with me, God is for mm-hmm. me, God is faithful. And so I don't have to carry that weight of anxiety. Right.
God has a way. God has a plan.
Yes.
And again, thinking back, you know, Ryler said, be faithful. So immediately jumped in. You know, I was like, that sounds like, let's look at that. Let's look into that.
Yeah.
And then we had to surrender that, because it feels like it's a bigger picture. It feels like there's other things that we could talk about around that. And then as we walk through anxiety and decisiveness and surrendered it,
mm-hmm.
then it was, be surrendered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we both, you know, we take down verses. So, you know, just kind of coming back to that, we have on our phones, we have verses
mm-hmm.
that we believe God will instruct us to say at certain times.
Yeah.
You know, we don't script it. We don't.
Yeah.
We talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't communicate, then we could be on two totally separate pages,
yeah.
two totally separate books.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know, so there is communication, there is prayer, there's worship.
So much prayer.
And there's preparation.
Yeah.
So.
But literally, the moment before we started, I'm like, I have no idea how this is going to go. And you said, surrender it.
Yep.
So that is just... I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I could come to you and just talk things out. But mostly I'm grateful that I can come to my Father.
Absolutely.
And you can come to your Father.
Yeah.
You can be surrendered. You can open up your heart and allow him to change you. You can be in a posture of surrender, and God can work in that. You have everything you need in your heart to be surrendered.
You said something right there that we both surrendered together and individually.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true.
If you're in a marriage and one of you is not surrendered, then you're unequally yoked to each other.
Yeah.
So think about that. Think about is that we both have to be in unison with God, and we have to be in unity with each other.
Right.
So again, it goes back to the fact that we have to have that relationship with God.
Yeah.
We have to be surrendered to God. Then we have to be in unison with each other.
Yes.
So it's only by me faithfully going to God and talking with God and doing the hard work of looking inside and God revealing what needs to come out and how I can serve Him better.
Yeah.
Then I can do the same.
And it's the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be in my day-to-day walk with the Lord. I have to be connected to Him and asking the same questions. How can I serve you better? Because ultimately, that's the purpose of our lives, is to be Jesus on this planet, to be Jesus and to show people what it looks like to be Christ-like. So in order to do that, you have to be surrendered to the will of God. You have to be surrendered. You can make plans. You can create all of these things in your head and think about how it's going to be and what your life is going to look like. And you can have dreams and hopes, and that's okay. That's a good thing. God asks you to do that, and He will put things in your heart. And as long as your heart is entwined with His, then it will happen, because ultimately His will is going to prevail. So you've got to submit to His will and His way. So I've got to be submitted to my relationship with the Lord so that I can be in unity with you.
Right.
And that goes for every relationship in your life. You don't have to be married for that to be the case.
No.
You have to be surrendered to the Lord first. If you want your life to function and to look beautiful and to get to a place of peace and hope and joy and love and patience and all of the things, this is the key to those gifts.
Yeah, 100%.
You're not going to find it in shopping. You're not going to find it in worldly things. You're not going to find it in a show or in a movie or self-help books or, new ways to improve yourself. You're not going to find it in anything of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that God has for you is so much greater than this world can ever offer you. And the only way you're going to find that, the only way you're even going to tap into that in any way, any capacity, is to surrender to the will of God and let Him shape you. Let Him, He created you. He knows every hair on your head. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. You know those truths that we've said before in our podcast and we've talked about before. Those are truths that you can hold on to. But if you are not surrendering those truths to this world, because this world is the opposite of that.
Right.
The enemy is the opposite of that. The enemy is the opposite of freedom. The enemy is the opposite of everything that God has for you. So if you're not surrendering these truths to the wickedness of this world, then you will not feel the love, joy, peace, freedom, and hope that God has for you.
Right.
There's surrender is the only way.
Yes. And absolutely, because the only way is if you surrender to God, can you be in all of those relationships that He's called you to?
Right.
You know, that you can surrender to Him first, so that you can be with someone who's hurting.
Yes.
Or that you can be with someone who you may not exactly get along with each other.
Right.
But you can be God. God can work through you.
Yes.
In that situation, to where you can surrender those fears. You can surrender those, you know, that, oh, they hurt me before. You can surrender all of those things.
Right.
So that you can just be with them.
Right.
You know, like we've talked about before.
Just be there.
So, and we both took down Lamentations.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it?
Go for it.
Okay.
You do it.
So, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. Mm. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness.
Mm.
His mercies begin afresh each morning.
Yeah.
So just as Satan comes at y'all every morning, God is with us every morning.
Yes.
It's not that we have, you know, we go on Sunday and then we have, we just feel the presence of God without communicating with Him for the week.
Yeah.
No, we connect and we attune to Him daily.
Yes.
so that we can tune out the frequency of Satan daily.
Yes. That's so good. That is so good. Yeah, like let those words wash over you. His mercies are new every single morning. Yes. Great is his faithfulness. So he is faithful. He is constant. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you can be surrendered.
Yes.
Surrender doesn't mean you lose. Surrender doesn't mean that you're waving your white flag and this big giant army is coming to overtake you and you can succumb to the ways of this world. That is not what surrender is.
No.
Surrender to the Lord is claiming his victory over your life. He is your savior. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the one that brings you peace, hope, love, and joy. And he is the only way. So you're surrendering to his will, his way. You are going against everything that you know and believe, and you are laying down your cross. So please read that version that you found this morning, because you found all the amazing versions, and I feel like my notes are subpar right now. So,
well, don't give in to that.
Read the version that you found, because it was so good, and I didn't copy that version down. So
yes, so I'm getting...
Sorry.
There we go. All right. Luke 9:23. Again, in the Passion Translation, because...
Why not?
Yeah.
Like, we love it.
Jesus said to all of his followers, "If you truly desire to be my disciple, you must disown your life completely, embrace my cross as your own, and surrender to my ways." So yeah, so it's not surrendering to the ways of the world.
No.
It's surrendering to the ways of Jesus.
Yeah.
And absolutely. As we look and as we read the Bible, we see Jesus just jump off the page.
Right.
He operates in humility. He operates in power.
Right.
You can operate in power and humility at the same time if it is from God.
Right.
If it is not from God and you're operating in power from Satan, then you operate in arrogance and pride. So we are talking about operating in intentionality, in humility, in surrender.
In gratitude.
In gratitude.
For what the Lord has done and what he is doing and what he will do.
Right.
And operating in humility, as you already said. And just his ways are stronger and more powerful than our ways, and we don't even fully understand them, as it says in Proverbs 3:5-6. and honestly, going up above that, the you know, Proverbs 3:1, "My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands, for they will bring you many days, a full life, well-being. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck, write them on a tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all of your ways and he will guide you on the right paths. Don't consider yourself to be wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will be healing for your body and strengthening for your bones." That is Proverbs 3:1-8, and that's in the HCSB version. Give it all to him. Lean not on your own understanding. He will reveal his ways to you in time, in his time.
Right.
Little bits at a time. Like last night, he told me to go to bed. I'll reveal it to you in the morning. Go to bed. It's not for you today. Go to bed and I'll reveal it to you in the morning. There is no way on God's green earth I could have done that even 60 days ago.
Yeah.
There's no way. I would have stayed up all night, worried about what I was going to say, worried about what I needed to say, worried about what I needed to do, how I needed to say it. Are you sure you're going to show up in the morning? Are you sure you're going to tell me in the morning? Why can't you just tell me now? And wrestling with the Lord about that all night long. There's no way I would have done that had I not reached true healing and surrender. It is possible. It is tangible. It is available to you. It is for you. God is for you. God is with you. God wants you to feel what it feels like to be on the other side of your pain.
Yes.
On the other side of your surrender is joy and peace. there is a peace that surpasses understanding. And I know that we've talked about this verse before. I know it's come up in other podcasts. I know it's come up. You've probably seen it in a million of the devotionals that you're doing. Or if you're walking around, you're going to hear that verse over and over again because it is truth.
Right. And yeah, and that's the beauty of it is that you can hear it in one setting and it not ring in your heart like it will in another.
Yes.
You know, the Bible speaks to you in different ways. God reveals things to you at his proper time.
Amen.
And
it is alive, as Hebrews 4:12 says. It's alive and sharper than any two-edged sword.
So I was looking at this one and again, waiting for God to reveal if it's time. And so just again, going back in that vein of faithfulness, of seeing God's character.
Yeah.
Portrayed throughout the Bible, you know, because it's not that, oh, you know, you can say in the Old Testament, oh, you know, it's his character is this way, but no, his character is this way in the New Testament. God is God throughout.
Amen.
We can see his love pour out over the Israelites when they do horrible, terrible, bad things. And he still loves them and he still cares for them and he still longs for them to be close to him, but there are consequences again. So it's
absolutely,
as we have read, you know, in our reading the Old Testament, it is interesting to see it in a different light because you can look at it with untrained eyes and hearts and just see how mean God is and how much he's punishing. And it's no, if you look at it through the heart of a father,
yes,
he's setting up these laws and these areas to protect them.
Right.
But there are consequences if you do those things that he's asked you not to do.
Right.
And
absolutely. That's a great point.
So looking at 1 Corinthians 10:13, again in the Passion, we all experience times of testing.
Yeah.
Which is normal for every human being. And I just want to stop right there because Satan can twist it to where you feel that what you're going through, no one else will understand.
Mm, yeah, that's so true.
That is not true. That is farthest from the truth.
Yeah.
God knows how you're feeling, and he made us all in his image. So we all have that realm, that, I'm not sure what word I'm trying to say right now, but it just that all of those different emotions, all of the array of emotions. We all feel those things.
Yeah.
And yes, Satan may twist things in a way that I may not fully grasp.
Yeah.
And it may not be something that I specifically went through as opposed to what Angie has gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But because we are created from God, we are his expression, then I can empathize with her. I can feel it. I can see it.
Yeah.
And you are not alone. So it's back to that part. You are not alone.
Amen.
So, sorry. I made it through one sentence. But God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it.
Mm.
And each test is an opportunity to trust him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously.
Mm.
So again, yes, there are tests, there are trials that we go through. That doesn't mean that God has left us and he's just left us to face all these things.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's God is in everything.
And
we know that God is sovereign, that he loves us, that he cares for us, that sin exists in the world, that we have free will. So with all of that, again, God is longing for us to choose him.
Mm-hmm.
It's in those tests, it's in those trials where our faith is tested, and that we trust him and that we surrender to him all of those fears, all of those anxieties, all of those doubts.
Yeah.
So that he can bless us on the other side of it.
Yeah.
So again, it's not that we're just going through things just to go through things. And, you know, Satan's left, You know, just to, this is Satan's playground and he gets to do whatever he wants to us. No, God is with us.
Yeah.
God is for us.
Amen.
God protects us. God guides us.
Yeah.
And it's as we rest and as we surrender to him.
Yeah.
That he can carry us. He can walk with us through the hard things for the revelation on the other side of it.
Yeah.
That, wow. I'm okay after letting that go. That did not define me. That did not sustain me. That was keeping me from this. Yeah. And it is through that test and through that trial that God revealed my dependence on it.
Ooh, that's gross.
And that I didn't need it.
Yeah. So that brings up something that I feel like God is asking me to bring up here. I think that we need to sit for a minute in what is keeping you from true surrender. You have to ask hard questions if you want to get to surrender.
Right.
If you want to see life change and if you want God to work in your life, you have to surrender, right? And you have to be open to what he's doing in your life. You have to be open to change. So the question becomes, what's keeping you from true surrender?
Mm-hmm.
What's keeping you from healing? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to see a life of peace and joy? Or does surrender scare you because you would rather stay in this place of pain, in this place of sadness, in this place of something because being a victim might be easier for you because then you can rely on what that has brought you in the past, which is sympathy and connection or pity or whatever it is that makes you feel connected to people that the enemy has twisted to make it something that it isn't. Because that's not true connection. That's not true community. That's not true relationship. That's not true anything.
Right.
Because that's not what God has for you.
Yeah. And to interject, as you say those things, it brings up that you have to keep returning to those things.
Yeah.
Because if you're relying on those things to sustain you, if you're relying on, oh, well, I'm doing this so that I can get this.
Yeah.
Then you have to keep doing that to get it.
Yeah. And that's so...
As opposed to going to God and getting that, the living water.
Yes.
That sustains you. Yes. That you have eternal life. You have Jesus in your heart. You don't have to go to those things again.
Yes.
You do not have to return to those things because you turn to God and you focus on him daily and he fills you.
Amen.
He fills your cup. He sustains you.
He has all you need. He is all you need.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds weird. That sounds unworldly. That sounds impossible.
It is unworldly.
It
because
is.
He
yeah.
is not in the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. That's hard for your brain to wrap around because your brain is of sometimes your brain is of this world. And if you're doing worldly things all the time, and if you're telling yourself that you're designed for this world, that the answer's here, you're going to be sadly disappointed over and over and over again. And you're going to always be wondering, why am I still feeling this way? Why is it so hard for me? Why am I struggling so much with this? And as you're doing that, look what you're doing. Your hands are closed. Your fists are closed.
Yeah, that was that vision.
Your fists are closed. Your life is closed off. Why does this keep happening to me? Why is God allowing this in my life? Why could a good God do this to me? God is not doing anything to you. The world is wicked and wrong and full of sin. And if you hold on to those things and you don't let God in, how are you ever going to feel what it feels like to be free of it?
Right.
As you're holding on, I can feel the pain in my hands as I'm gripping it so tightly. What if you just let it go? What is keeping you from true surrender? What is keeping you from the Lord fully?
Right.
And for me, those questions were hard to ask and painful to ask and annoying, so annoying to sit through because no one wants to admit that they're still holding on to something.
No.
Nobody wants to admit that they don't want to get better. That's weird. That's not, you don't even think that that's true probably. In your heart, you probably think, I do want to get better. You say mm-hmm. those things. I do want to get better. But when you boil it down, what is keeping you from true surrender? Right. What is keeping you from peace? What is keeping you from joy? What is keeping you from love? What is causing you irritation and anxiety and fear and worry and doubt and even pain, like even, mm-hmm. you know, even small things that you don't think are that big of a deal? What's keeping you from unhealth? What's keeping you from physical pain?
Yeah.
From, you know, what's keeping you in physical pain? What's keeping you in the things that you can be free of? Because God is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
God is love. God is joy. What is keeping you from that? So as you ask those hard questions, if you allow yourself to surrender long enough to ask those hard questions, and you surrender your time, because obviously you have to surrender your time.
Right.
To be able to spend time with the Lord. So what are you going to surrender in order to spend time with the Lord long enough to ask these hard questions?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's probably going to create a little bit of fear and a little bit of, I don't want to sit still in that. I don't want to be still and ask the Lord anything. I don't want to be still and think about that, because stillness is fear. Stillness is, I'm afraid of what I might hear from him. I'm afraid of what he might say to me. What if he's just going to say, I love you?
Right.
What if he's just going to simply say, I'm here with you, I'm for you?
Mm-hmm.
What if he's just simply going to say, peace is available to you, so peace be with you. I leave my peace to you. He says that. He says that in his word, I leave my peace with you. So what is holding you back from true surrender? For me, mm-hmm. it was control.
Yeah.
For me, it was fear. For me, it was doubt and not trusting who God is. I didn't know enough about him to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the answer for you, what is holding you back from true surrender? Well, it's fully knowing who God is. I can't trust someone that I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't see God. I can't, you know, I can't physically look at him like I'm looking at you right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true. If you're thinking about it literally, sure. But faith is believing in the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And God is all around us. I can see God because I can see you. God is in you.
Yep.
I can see God because I can see myself. I can look in the mirror and see God if I'm surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
If I am surrendered to his will and to his ways, then I can see God everywhere, because he is everywhere. He's in all of it. He's in us. He's with us. And as we start to learn more about him, our life becomes more like him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see God everywhere and in everything. God, your goodness is the reason that I'm here today. God, your goodness and your grace and your mercy is the reason that I was able to get up off my floor today.
Absolutely.
And to come walk into this room and to speak your words. Surrender is the reason I'm even able to say this right now. I was talking to your mom last night, and we were just kind of in awe of what God is doing in our lives, and knowing who you were before. Mm-hmm. And she just said, there's no other way but God. And that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other way but God. But God, there's no other way.
Yeah.
I've tried them all. There is no other way but God.
Yeah.
Surrender is the only way to peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And I keep coming back to the visual, you know, the visual of the closed hands.
Yeah.
You know, it's in some cases, that's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody can bump into me. You know, I'm okay. You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm closed fist. No, not approachable. But what does that also do?
Yeah.
Again, that keeps you from what God is trying to bless and do in your life.
Yeah.
You know, you think about closed fists. Obviously, if something else happens, if God tries to give you a blessing, how do you receive it?
Yeah.
How do you accept it?
Exactly.
How can you take it and be like, thank you. Oh, thank you. No, thank you, God.
There's nothing there.
You literally can't.
Right.
So it's at the same time, it's the same visual of asking. You may ask God to bless you, but you have your hand over your cup. You may be closing off, like, you know, a lid on your cup. You know, saying, no, not that one.
Mm.
How about something else?
Yikes.
Yeah. It again, it could be surrendering your control. It could be surrendering your will to God. You know, it may be that you've surrendered what he's asked of you. That's in this world, that, you know, the being on your phone too much or relying on shopping or, you know,
gross.
Doing other things like that. Yeah. I mean, doing other things. But what happens when you are trusting in God and then it comes to the fact where he's trying to bless you with something and then you're like, no, I don't think that's it.
I don't think that's what I need today.
No, maybe next time. Like maybe that's for somebody else. Ooh. So it's truly surrendering, even when you're uncomfortable.
Wow.
Because there was, and I don't know that he necessarily meant it for this, but I was at my job. It was like the COO who I believe has now moved up in the company. But he said that there's no growth in stagnation.
Well, that's true.
So there's no growth when you're comfortable. There's no growth in the comfort zone. Mm. But he said there's no comfort in the growth zone.
Wow.
Now, in the business world, sure. But God gives you comfort regardless. So taking it into that,
that's good.
Where are you in your walk? Mm. Are you sitting comfortably? Are you growing? The world will not give you comfort when you're growing in God. The world will give you comfort when you're comfortable, when you're sitting back,
when
you're holding on to things. But when you are growing in God, yes, that's when those trials and that's when those tests come. But we can take heart that God is with us through it all.
Yeah.
So again, it's, as we move forward in God, it requires more and more surrender and trust.
Wow. So what I'm hearing you say is no matter, like, even as far as I've come and even as far as he's brought me and even as much as I've surrendered, there's always going to be another layer of surrender that he's asking for me to give him. Because he is refining me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is refining you. He is refining us all to be the beautiful masterpiece that he created us to be.
Yeah.
You are his masterpiece.
Right.
So he's creating space for you to surrender to what the creator is doing in you.
Yep.
You don't get to question your creator, y'all. We've talked about this before too. You don't get to question your creator. Who are you to question him? So if he's asking you to surrender something, you have to keep going. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. What you said, that's beautiful. It is true. There is no growth in the uncomfort. Wait, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
There's no growth in the comfort zone. There's no comfort in the growth zone.
Yeah.
But applying it to God.
Yeah.
He is our comfort.
Yeah. That's so true.
But
he also puts you in spaces of uncomfort.
Yeah.
And allows things in your life so that you can learn to surrender him to him. So you can learn to surrender to him and so that you can go through a trial to create perseverance and to create character so that he can refine you and to build you into who he's calling you to be.
Right.
For such a time as this.
Yeah. And I mean, the uncomfortable part might be that you're good at something.
Yeah.
You know that you have the ability to go talk to this age group and have pure confidence and just utter belief in yourself because, you know, God is talking through you.
Yeah.
And then God says, how about this group? and then your whole countenance changes and you're,
not really what I planned,
what are they going to, how will they hear me? How can I relate? What?
I don't know. I don't know that age group. How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, the beauty of it is that God doesn't change.
No, he does not.
The group that he's asking you to talk to might change, but God does not change.
Mm. That's so good.
God is constant through it all. And the ways and the words that he gives you for one group, they may sound a bit different, but obviously they have the same foundation.
That's beautiful. You're speaking to me directly and I hear you. I hear you. That's beautiful. God is good, first of all. Can you just today surrender to that?
Mm-hmm.
God is good. This world is dangerous, painful, hurtful, unable to understand. This world is hard. But God is good.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if you can claim that one truth, and if you can just surrender to that a little bit more every single day, God is good.
Yeah.
God is good. Let that be your core.
Mm.
God is good. Start from that. God is good. God is good and I can trust him. God is good and I can trust him. You have to trust the Lord in order to be able to surrender, in order to be able to do the things that God is asking you to do, in order to be able to be the person God is asking you to be you, to be there, to be courageous, to be humble, to be grateful, to be all of the things that God has called you to be. You have to be surrendered to his goodness, to his faithfulness. Ryler, we hear you. God is faithful. So be faithful.
Be faithful.
Because you have that relationship with the Lord, because you are surrendered to the Lord, you can be faithful. You can be faithful to your word. When you say you're going to show up somewhere, y'all show up somewhere. Be faithful. Be Christ-like. Be who God called you to be. Be honest with yourself. Be humble. Be vulnerable in the moment. Be open to what God is doing. Because if you're not open to what God is doing, then I would have stayed home today.
Right.
I would have stayed in my shell and I would have been in tears and I would have been in fear all day long. And I have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I have wasted so many days of my life in fear and in sadness and in grief and in bitterness of someone that hurt me and in pain and in jealousy and in unforgiveness. And that is so not what God is calling you to do. And if you surrender that, you can be in a relationship with someone who is hard.
Right.
You can do life with someone who hurt you again.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk in and be in the same space. Two friends can go through a conflict and walk through the next thing, and you can let it go and you can surrender that to the Lord and you can ask him to carve out what's causing your tension, and you can still be in the same space and do what God is asking you to do. You can be surrendered and be better.
Yes.
For it.
Absolutely. Mm. And I think it, you know, the ultimate goal is to hear this from God, to hear this from Jesus. And the whole passage is Matthew 25:14 through 30.
Yes, let's go read it.
So look up the full section. Look up the full passage. I'm going to read one verse. The whole goal is to hear this from God.
Yeah.
The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together.
Wow.
That speaks to this life and the life to come, y'all.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're doing. That's what we're building up. We are building up treasures in heaven.
Yeah.
Because we are faithful here on earth and we are surrendered to him.
Yeah. Wow.
So we've said it before. Our humble plea is for you to just be surrendered.
Amen.